Report: Biden campaign plans to spend every day until November focusing on abortion. By Catherine Hamilton on April 15, 2024. President Joe Biden's re-election campaign plans to spend every day until November 5 hammering the issue of abortion and painting former President Donald Trump and Republicans as extreme, The Washington Post reported. Biden campaign officials reportedly see abortion as a potential silver bullet and hope the issue will mobilize their core voters, bring disaffected voters back into the fold, and make inroads with voters whom Democrats have often struggled to win. White House reporter Tyler Pager wrote, noting that the tactic comes as many Americans are worried about Biden's age and inflation, which threatens to hurt his re-election. There is no doubt that this issue is central to the contrast between us and Trump, Biden campaign chair Jen O'Malley Dillon told The Post. There is no way he can wiggle out of his ownership of this issue. Voters are being reminded more and more of things they hope to forget. The chaos and the pain that have come in the wake of Trump's leadership, O'Malley Dillon added. Related: Decoding Democrat Joe Biden's 2024 Abortion Playbook. Killing the unborn is President Joe Biden's day one. Number one priority if he is re-elected. His staff previously said, a strategy designed to bludgeon Republicans and appeal to a swath of women and young voters accustomed to 50 years of the right to abortion invented under the now-defunct Roe v. Wade decision. Part of the Biden campaign strategy is promising the restoration of Roe and pointing to Trump's role in Roe v. Wade being overturned. Trump, for his part, continues to tout his nomination of three conservative Supreme Court justices who helped to overturn Roe in the Dobbs decision, released in June 2022. On April 8, Trump revealed his abortion position after months of speculation, proudly standing by his role in Roe's demise while also saying the issue of abortion should be left to individual states and calling for exceptions for rape and incest. Trump also noted that while the issue of abortion is often a deep moral choice for many voters one way or another, Republicans must also win elections to restore the culture. Related: Donald Trump reveals abortion position, says states should decide. This is a new opportunity to frame him as the architect behind the overturning of Roe, which was meaningful to people, and more importantly, someone who will continue to take away and dismantle these rights if he's let back into the Oval Office, O'Malley Dillon told The Post. The Biden campaign has also continued to claim Trump would pass a national abortion ban, should he be re-elected. The Trump campaign said those claims prove the Biden campaign is desperate to spread misinformation. Democrats are also hoping abortion-related ballot initiatives in various states will give them a boost, according to the report. Since March, a measure in Florida has been moving forward, and organizers in Nevada and Arizona, two states Biden narrowly won in 2020, say they have enough signatures to appear on the ballot. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.